again to talk about the government level two, the presbytery. After the session, the next governing body is called a presbytery. We are members of the Presbytery of the Western Reserve. It covers a good section of Northeast Ohio. There are about 52 churches in our presbytery. All the ministers within the boundaries of a presbytery usually belong to that particular presbytery. Each church in the presbytery sends an elder to the presbytery meetings. Larger churches send additional elders so that there will be an equal number of ministers and lay people, non-ministers, voting on various issues which affect the life of our church and denomination. There are about 173 presbyteries throughout the United States. By pooling mission money from many of the churches together, presbyteries are able to help many churches in their ministries. Presbytery helps get churches started, supports churches in need of aid, and supports the mission projects of several churches and projects in the community as well. Glenville New Life Community Church exists because of the Presbytery of the Western Reserve and Glenville New Life Community Church working together in partnership. The Presbytery of the Western Reserve has elected an executive presbyter who carries out the desires of the presbytery. The person is usually elected for a 5-year term. The position is a full-time paid position. There are many committees on the presbytery, and you may be needed to serve on those committees. Presbytery sponsors a lot of good mission projects. The property of the local church is under the authority of the presbytery in trust for the denomination. If a church decides to leave the denomination, it is not entitled to take its property with it, and the church must vacate the building. Presbytery receives its funding from the various local churches within its boundaries. Presbytery is responsible for ordaining ministers and approving all terms of calls for all ministers in the presbytery. Presbytery also elects members to represent it at its highest governing. The third governing level, Synod. The next governing body within the life of the church is called a synod. Just as a presbytery is made up of churches, a synod is made up of a group of presbyteries. We happen to be part of the Synod of the Covenant. It is made up of presbyteries in Ohio, 7, Michigan, 4, and a tiny section of Kentucky. There are 11 presbyteries in the Synod of the Covenant. The Synod does not have as much connection with the local church as the presbytery does. The Synod can review decisions that have been made by the presbytery. The Synod is also a source of funding for mission projects. If people come up with new ideas for different types of ministries, the Synod may be able to help them to get started financially. Everyone should have dreams of things they would like to attempt for God. Fourth governing level, General Assembly. General Assembly is the highest governing body of the Presbyterian Church USA. Each synod and presbytery is represented at the General Assembly, GA. GA meets once every 2 years and decides any changes in policy or doctrine of the denomination. Each church will have an opportunity to send someone to GA over a period of years. There are an equal number of ministers and laypersons voting at GA. A new moderator is elected each year. GA usually meets for about 8 days in June of each year. There is a General Assembly Council that meets throughout the year. The GAC is supposed to carry out the wishes of the GA and of the churches at large. General Assembly supports missions of all kinds all over the world, including here at Glenville New Life Community Church. They support missions that include schools, hospitals, prisons, ministries, housing shelters, missionaries, new churches, redeveloping churches, scholarships, and a host of other things that involve helping people. Each Presbyterian church is expected to help support the mission of the General Assembly. Per capita tax, each year, each Presbyterian member pays a per capita tax. A portion of the money of per capita goes to our presbytery, to our Senate, and to our General Assembly. This is how the denomination meets its bills and administrative expenses in order to do the mission work that it does. Only Presbyterians pay this tax. This tax should be paid by January 31st of each year. If you join the church, you must agree to pay per capita tax each year.
These are the steps to becoming a full member at Glenville New Life Community Church. You must have accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life and be actively living for God in your lifestyle. You must attend church for a month on a regular basis. You must have attended at least 3 life-sharing classes. We call them our Bible study classes, or 3 pioneer sessions, or 3 other teaching sessions, such as Sisters of the Lord, Men Who Excel, or Marriage Sensation, or attended a vacation Bible school program. You must have attended the new members class and answered the questions. You must answer the questions to session representatives. The questions are very simple and really easy. Number 1 is, how do you see God at work in your life? And why have you chosen Glenville New Life Community Church to join? Other questions may be offered. You must complete a faith pledge sheet and a sheet indicating where you would like to serve in the life of the church. You must agree to support the church with your talents, finances, and resources. You will come before the church and answer the questions pertaining to your commitment to Christ and to the church. You may become a member by affirmation of faith as the first time confession of Jesus Christ, reaffirmation of faith, acknowledgement that you have drifted from Christ and have come back home or to a church, or by letter of transfer, currently a member at another church, and you ask them to send a letter stating that you are transferring your membership to us. Now, I've talked a little about the steps to become a full member. Now let's talk about, what does the Congregation of Glenville New Life Community Church pledge to you? First, we pledge ourselves to you in the following ways. You have the right to pastoral services in your time of need. You must make it known, however, to the pastors that you have such a need. You have the right to be supported spiritually, emotionally, and physically during your time of difficulties. However, you must make it known that you have this need, either to your elder, deacon, or a pastor. You have the right to vote and hold office if you are elected by the congregation. You will only be nominated to office only if you meet the guidelines in terms of your giving, your attendance, and your participation in the life of the church. You have the right to bring issues before session. You have the right to nominate others to office. You have the right to be a part of an encouraging, supportive family. You have the right to use the building for weddings, funerals, or special family events. You have the right to participate in the life of the church in areas where you can make a positive contribution. You have the right to be on a care team and part of a life-sharing group. You have the right to be contacted by others if you are absent for more than 2 Sundays. And you have the right to give beyond 10% of your income if you should so desire.